from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen, and there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first, and go get it.
Dude, it's stuff like that that makes you think, like, from a mentality perspective, from a makeup perspective, that kid was made for this. You know, it is out of control. The love affair this town is having with Caleb Williams is out of control. It's Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron right here with you on 670 The Score. And joining us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Paul Pabst, the executive producer of The Dan Patrick Show. What's up, Paul? Welcome in. How are you?
That cut you just played got me so fired up. I'd like to run through, not like a brick wall, but maybe some light drywall that hasn't been spackled yet that I could really get through. I'm fired up, man.
Yeah, as long as there's no stud behind it, you can be the stud going through it from the front end. You know?
Bring me back on the show.
It's outrageous, isn't it, Paul? Like, everything the dude says, is the love affair extending to national quarters like the Dan Patrick Show, sir?
It really is. On the Dan Patrick Show, and I think national media looks at teams, not whether they're good or bad necessarily, but if they're interesting, if they're compelling, if they're storylines. And when they had Fields, they were interesting because Fields was entertaining, but they weren't winning a lot. And then when the Bears had the number one draft pick, they became interesting. Whenever you have control of the draft, you control the news media, you control the sports news media. When Ryan Poles had that draft pick, I think he waited maybe 6 or 7 weeks after the season to let it go. They were the focal point. And then this past year, they were the focal point again of the offseason with the Caleb Williams draft. What are they going to do? Are they going to trade Fields? So they haven't dominated during the regular season, but they've been controlling the media in the offseason.
And your passions as a passionate Chicagoan yourself, and watching this all play out with the Bears, can you comp it to anything else that we've experienced of recent vintage? Yeah, you know, 2018 to 2019 had some expectations built around them with Trubisky. But is there kind of a space that we're in right now that feels new and vibrant in a way that we haven't been for a while with the Bears?
It really is a different level. The only thing I could compare it to, and it's not going to sound right now, but at the time, I think it was maybe April of 09 when the Bears acquired Jay Cutler, who was only like 25, 26 years old for the Denver Broncos. And that day, I can remember, like, Vince Vaughn tweeted out, "We got our quarterback, the actor." And, you know, people in Chicago were going crazy. You got a young gunslinger, big, strong quarterback. It turned out to work in parts. It worked out here and there. It didn't ultimately work out. But I remember the excitement of 2009. It's not to this level, but that's probably the last thing.
No, it's absolutely true. And I was here. I was working. That was a day that everybody went and got their Bears hat and was like, you know what? Let's go. But, I mean, goodness, you've been through the worst of it. We've all been through the worst of it. What was the worst chapter for you? What was the lowest point of your relationship with Bears quarterbacks?
Oh, you know what? It's weird that they got to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, but it didn't even feel real. I remember, it shouldn't sound like a bad day to go to the Super Bowl, but when that Bears team led by their defense got to the Super Bowl, I remember thinking, what are we doing here? Peyton Manning should be in the Super Bowl. Rex Grossman got here. Now, that wasn't awful, but it just didn't feel real. there's been a lot worse days. I mean, when Eric Kramer is the hope, you know, like, all right, that's how good could that be? But I look at the Bears right now, the way they own Chicago is it's the state of Chicago sports. And you guys were just talking about the White Sox. The White Sox are galactically bad, almost entertaining. They're so bad. The Cubs were surprisingly good last year, and then they had some expectations this year, and they disappointed. The Bulls are nondescript. They're not threatening, and they're not interesting, which set the stage for getting Caleb Williams. You get the Hall of Fame game. The Bears get that. Then they get Hard Knocks. Then the preseason. It really couldn't have gone much better on the field in the preseason. And then the schedule this year, we're going to get to that in a minute, but it's setting up to be, it's like no offseason I've ever been part of.
So, well, tell me about the schedule. What are you thinking about with the schedules? The fact that they wait so damn long to play a division game?
Well, I think that is a great thing. If you look at the Bears' schedule, they're home against a very beatable Tennessee team. Now, you talk about how things play in the national media. Let's say Caleb Williams has a nice game. The Bears win handily against Tennessee. Week 2 at Houston, a hot, popular team, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports, Football Night in America. If the Bears come in 1-0, you know, obviously 1-0, against Houston in that day, it's going to be a referendum on the Bears nationally. They're going to go in hot. If they lose to Houston, I don't think they're going to get lit up too badly because Houston's got a leg up on them. They had a really good year last year. But let's say on national TV, Caleb Williams balls out and has some type of nice game, the Bears will take control of the sport for the next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You can see Pauly Pabst on twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, as you see him all the time, is the executive producer of The Dan Patrick Show. He's here on Score Afternoons with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron. The way that the Bears have maneuvered through the offseason up to this point, it does seem like a locker room that's kind of been through some stuff the last couple of years together. You add Caleb and Roma Dunze, and sort of their ease with the limelight is really, you know, sort of having folks feel positive about this team and the ball club, the direction they're going. But the division is so deep, Paulie. So how do you sort of navigate with the Bears their future versus what actually is in a really deep division right now?
Well, I think all of us here and Bears fans should be excited, but I guess temperamental, or, you know, temper their expectations. This is not a season where you should start thinking about a Super Bowl. I think the Lions are the class of the division, and they may have gotten better in the offseason. They seemed so close to going to the Super Bowl. If I were picking the division, I'd probably pick the Lions, and I might even pick them to win the NFC title game. So if you look at the Bears with their schedule, they have a bunch of games they could win early. They could be, you know, they could be 7-2. If you look at their schedule, realistically, it could be a 7-2 team. Oh. And then if you look at all, I know.
No, it's just, we won't need men's arousal medicines in town. It will not be necessary. The volume of arousal in this town will just, I mean, it's already ridiculous, but.
7-2. But like you said, Anthony, if they could somehow get some wins under their belt, get some experience, and then go into playing the Packers twice, the Lions twice, and the Vikings, who knows what the Vikings are going to be without their young quarterback, it feels like a good season. I hope people realize, again, I said this on the Dan Patrick Show a few years ago. Dan Patrick goes, or a couple weeks ago, he goes, what would be a good season to you? 8 wins, 9 wins? I'm like, no, I don't care what the wins are. I care in January, we look back at the season, like the Bengals fans did a couple years ago, and say to themselves, we have our quarterback.
We got a guy.
We have no doubt. We have our quarterback. Let's move on.
I disagree. The way this defense is playing, the way this defense is set up, this is a win season. To me, this is a winning season.
Maddie, when you say that, win what?
10 games. I want 10 wins, and I want to make the playoffs.
A wild card?
Yeah, 10 wins make the playoffs. It can't guarantee a playoff win or anything like that. For me, I don't care. How about 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns? I don't care about either of those. My former partner, I forget his name, Paul. It's like it's been a rough week.
Parkins, Schmarkins.
That's what it is. Thank you.
That's his name. That's
but I don't care about 4,000 yards. I don't care about 30 touchdowns. I want 10 wins. This is the time. And if he's got to play more streamlined to get those, I'm okay with that.
I think people nationally might forget that the Bears were decent last year. They finished the season pretty well. Yes. Usually, if you have the first pick of the draft, you're awful. But it almost reminds me of the Indianapolis Colts a few years ago. Remember when Peyton Manning had the neck injury? And they had a good team with Peyton Manning. And Curtis Painter comes in, helps them get the number one pick, and they get Andrew Luck. But Andrew Luck went to a decent team. That doesn't happen that much in sports.
Correct.
I mean, and if you go back years and years ago, if you remember David Robinson,
the Admiral, the star
on the Spurs, you know this.
Oh, yes.
The Spurs were good. And then he has a back injury, and it gets him Tim Duncan, which set them up for the next 12 years.
And was it Brian Hill who got hired? It got fired. It was one of the Hills, Bob Hill or Brian Hill. Who cares between friends? All right, two things. One is that the all-time leader in quarterback rating for the Bears, with a minimum of 12 games played, is Mitch Trubisky. You know, that's number one in the history of the franchise.
Go Mitchell.
With an 87 quarterback rating.
That's not impressive.
Anybody who's played 12 games or more. Yeah. So I'd add that to the pile. And then there's this. We have Dan Patrick's Marconi Award from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I have since found out that Lawrence Holmes is the one who knocked it over and broke it. It's now very sharp on the top.
By knocked it over, you meant snapped it over his knee.
I don't exactly know, but this is what I do know. A couple Sundays ago, I was reaching to get something, and I hit the underside of my arm on the award, and it drew blood. Paul, I have
lawsuit.
Your Marconi Award has made me bleed. Your thoughts on that? Sir.
Yeah, I want to inspire you to bleed, to work harder, to do better, to pile up some Marconis. But I think you have like the statute of limitations is over. You guys at the score could keep Dan's Marconi. If he flies in and picks it up, yes, maybe I'll fly in and pick it up.
Okay.
But it's yours until you hear it otherwise.
Okay, good. You know, Dan Bernstein was saying that maybe it's my superhero origin story, that now I'm imbued with the life's blood of the Dan Patrick Show. So I'm going to run with that. I like that one.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. Nice talking to you, man. Appreciate it.
By the way, Anthony, saw you play at Bolingbrook High School years ago. I'll never forget it. Number 99 at Iowa. Does that sound right?
That is correct, sir. I appreciate you, Paul. You got a great memory, man.
I have a pretty good memory. Let's have a good season. Hey, just want to be real quick. Let's all say goodbye to our wife and kids. We're not going to see them for the next 6 months. We're going downstairs to watch some football. Let's focus. Let's close. Let's knock this out. Take care, guys.
I can relate to that.
That's Paul Pabst. I mean, it's already gone on with baseball season for me.
Oh, man.
You know?
How about that?
Can't fake Paulie this Pabst. Game. All right, 670 The Score is where you are at Spieggs and Aunt Heron. Are other football towns around this country as excited as we are? They seem to be. Should they be? Let's discuss next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.